The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. Do you think that you living with type 1 diabetes throughout, well, your whole life essentially up to this point, and throughout your whole experience playing basketball at such a high level and professionally, did it give you that extra bit of grit where you almost felt like you had something to prove to other people and even yourself, maybe living with this thing?
100%. And I think what comes to mind to me the most is in difficult practices in college, my coach was very old school. So we were very physically fit. We did a lot of running, a lot of punishment running, and a lot of, difficult physical feats. And sometimes my diabetes, would go haywire during those. I mean, as you know, when your cortisol and your stress and your adrenaline is high, your blood sugars are going to respond in kind. So there would be days where my blood sugar was too high. I'd pull myself out of practice, give myself an injection, like slow my heart rate and, get back on the floor. Same thing going low, like get out, take a sip of Gatorade, get back in. And when you're different and when you need special attention, especially during like punishment runs or something that your teammates are going through, I felt a lot of guilt from like not being able to participate in some of those. And I didn't want to be judged by that. And I could still compete, but there were obviously like certain limitations sometimes that I would need to take care of. So for me, that's where I became as relentless in my preparation, not just for me, but for my teammates. I wanted them to know that they could count on me and that I was good enough and that I did have a little chip on my shoulder. And, I think finding that grit can be healthy. And I think too, it also had a lot of low moments of like, man, like if I just didn't have diabetes, this would be so much easier and I would be able to do this and I wouldn't have these issues to deal with. And, having to accept that at a young age is challenging and difficult. But it also gave me the confidence after my career to know that it's probably not going to be this difficult again. I remember back when it was really hard, you were able to overcome that and make it happen for yourself. And so, that's the kind of self-talk that I go through, when things get challenging with my diabetes. It's like, hey, remember traveling for 5 weeks through the Middle East with the Globetrotters when nobody knew you had diabetes and you still managed it and it was all good? Or remember that difficult practice where you had to take yourself out, drink some Gatorade, and then came back in and did well? Those are the things that kind of power me when I have those low moments.
Looking back then, Rob, and I would view basketball as obviously a massively popular sport worldwide and particularly in the States, and hundreds of thousands and millions of people probably trying to be professional. What do you feel separated you from your teammates through high school and college that led you to professional? Was it mental? Was it physical? What do you think that was?
Well, innately, there's some physical stuff. I'm a tall guy. We met a couple of years ago at the Diabetic Awards. Yeah, I have some physical gifts that without
my neck would never be able to go after looking at you, Rob.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm 6'6", and was blessed with some athletic ability. But I think the big thing, like I come across guys even today that have the same physical gifts, but I think most of it is in the head and in the heart. Because you've got to wake yourself up early in the morning. You've got to find that inside you to keep going when other people stop. And you know, I think that's what powered me through. Like even late in my career, like one of my really good teammates, he was much more talented than me and was our leading scorer my senior year and is my good friend. He kind of looked at the options available on the pro circuit. He absolutely could have gone, but he chose to start his career and start his family a little bit earlier. And, you know, that was a good decision. So you kind of have to be out of your mind a little bit because, you know, I was going crazy working overtime just to make, you know, $1,200 a month, you know, and that, and like, that was the goal, you know? So you kind of have to really buy into, you know, that, hey, this is an opportunity for a small number of people for a short amount of time. Do you have what it takes to, you know, beat all these other people who also want this and are also making sacrifices? Because at that level, it's a very cutthroat business. And there's not a lot of difference between one guy to the left and to the right. The team's got to find a reason to sign you. And, you know, that was the reason that I didn't tell my professional teams about my diabetes, because I didn't want to get them a reason to pick somebody else over me. And, you know, in some cases, that's a good reason. A guy without diabetes or a guy with diabetes, all other things equal, which one are you choosing? And I didn't want that to be part of that equation at that level. So, yeah, I think it's the will. My will exceeds my skill. It always has. And so, you know, I think for somebody out there who wants to pursue that, just know that, the sacrifices that you have to make, for your teammates, for your friends, even if they maybe are more talented than you, that will can take you a long way.
How did you adjust back to then, quote unquote, normal life after basketball, Rob?
Well, I didn't take too much time to think about it, I think was the key. I, you know, I had a job out of college while I was kind of paying for my training and working, and it was in marketing, and I met an agency during that time that I, you know, really vibed with. So when I moved back to Dallas after I got cut from the Generals, and my time up was up there, I, you know, took an interview, went to lunch with their, the guy who ran that company. And he was like, wait, you're not working? Like, let's hire you. And I said, like, okay. And, and that kind of led me into my next phase of marketing. And, you know, now, 6 years into owning my own agency and running my own agency with my business partner. And, yeah, you know, I think it's interesting, like life, you think you have this plan and, you know, for me, I think it just became a way to say yes to new things and things that I was curious about and interested in. And, you know, finding again, like the opportunity to grow and to learn. And, you know, that's always, you know, I think ongoing improvement is something that I always vibed with. You know, back to Kobe, you know, he always talked about in the off season, he would work on a weakness and turn it into a strength. And that's kind of how I approach my professional life, is I find something, it's like, oh, well, I don't really know much about this. Let me work at it and become an expert. And, you know, fortunately I was able to have some success there, and, you know, we're here at Recreation Dallas in year six, and, you know, I'm about to, after we hang up, I'm going to go walk into a meeting, and, yeah, that's our company. We built that from scratch. And, I don't know, I think life after basketball has been just as challenging in different ways, and maybe not as fun as hitting a big shot in front of a lot of people, but, you know, finding that joy in different ways and, you know, seeing people grow and, you know, seeing your peers and your employees like have wins and have success and build a life for themselves. One of my good friends works for me, and he and his wife have had two children and bought a house since the time that he came to work for me. And just being able to be a part of that is a, you know, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for. And yeah, I think it's really exciting. And then on the Diabetics Doing Things side, you know, having you know, starting that in 2015, you know, fast forward to 2022, and this year we delivered our first scholarships through the Diabetes Scholars Program. We're giving opportunities for diabetes creators. You know, you and I worked on the kind of the beginnings of that a couple of years ago for Type Zero, making some content and allowing people with diabetes to build platforms where they can, you know, create opportunities for themselves and do what they love to do. And, you know, I just want to continue to grow that. And over the past, you know, 7 years, we just crossed over episode 200. We've done 242 podcast episodes total, and you know, made a lot of really great things happen for myself. But, you know, now I'm trying to figure out how do we give back more to the next generation? How do we turn this into something really special as a diabetes media company to help people like I was when I was 17, looking for information, looking for some advantages, looking for opportunities. And that's what keeps me going is, you know, I know that there will be tomorrow a 17-year-old diagnosed with diabetes somewhere that we could help and people like you can help. And so if I can help connect them to that information, man, what greater purpose in life can I serve than that?
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulome podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.